a wide ocean and the tides in motion, and our homes are chosen, yet still we're all broken.
Hey guys, it's Anthony Martinez here, and I'm here with my mom,
Anna Delia Martinez.
And I'm here interviewing her, so let's get to it. When and where were you born?
I was born August 13, 1984, in Glendale, California.
Where did you grow up?
I actually moved from the Highland Park area about when I was 3 years old, and my hometown, we moved to Oxnard, California.
How was it like, the change?
I was too small to really remember or notice a change, but I did love the coastal weather and all my friends and everybody that I got to meet.
Okay. Who are your parents?
My parents are Jesus Martinez and Gloria Martinez.
What were your parents like?
They were very strict parents. They grew up, they're, you know, very Latino Mexican family, old fashioned, I guess you would say, compared to how parents are these days. So they were pretty tough. They were pretty strict, but I can say that I was a good daughter.
Okay. So how was your relationship with your parents?
We didn't have that great of communication, but they knew they could trust me. They were very trustworthy parents. Very tough, but we had a good relationship.
Okay. Did you get into trouble a lot?
Define trouble.
Okay. doing bad things where your parents yell at you. So did anything of that happen?
Yeah, all the time. I grew up with 5 siblings, so there were 6 of us, and I don't want to say that I was a little bit of a bully, but I did know how to push and pull my way through things, so we would get into a lot of trouble.
Okay, on the topic, what was the worst thing you did?
The worst thing I definitely did would have to be, to this day, is pull my little brother's left arm out of socket because he didn't want to stand up, and I grabbed him from his arm, not knowing, again, I was 5 years old at the time, so I didn't know that pulling someone's arm hard could actually pull it out of socket. So I think that would be the worst thing I think I've ever done.
Well, it looks like we're getting to the end of our interview, sadly. I just want to thank you for, you know, having the time to be the interviewee in the situation and, you know, for your stories. I really enjoyed this, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
Of course. Thank you.
That's my love. She hides away like a ghost.